Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Space travel company Blue Origin hopes to see passengers in orbit this spring by April. This is the Jeff Bezos company.
Yeah, I'm not ready to get in a spaceship right now.
Really, April?
Yeah. They had a successful test flight. They're going to have another one. Hopefully it will be successful as well. And then they're going to start flying humans.
Well, this is the kind where they just break the barrier and come back down, right?
I don't know.
You don't stay up there and for a couple of weeks and
probably
have a good time.
No. Yeah, you're probably just doing the they got to go through some testing.
Right.
Those low orbital flights.
Yeah. Yes, this is passengers in orbit, though.
I'm not going to be alive.
Or at least getting up to that spot.
I'm not going to be alive where I would. They're not going to be advanced enough where I'm still alive. Where I would do this, I'd want to be the kind of guy that fly, like in movies, fly up and hang around, you know, go to the bar, like the futuristic movies, riding on a spaceship rocket to break the space barrier for like a 2 minutes to come back down. That why?
Yeah, I'll go when they get like a starship, like the Enterprise.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, or at least maybe the 90-year hypersleep, and then you wake up on the other end, and it's a whole new civilization.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't very adventurous.
Would you fly to... Well, first they wouldn't take you. They would. You had the money, they'd take you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, is you get 2 minutes in orbit for what? $8 million.
Well, we don't know what you're getting
something.
With this.
Yeah, this is the one with the...
It's probably not cheap.
Yeah, they're cracking the orbit and coming back down right away. It's not. You're not up there 2 weeks.
No.
I've read these stories, how they're going
to
do this.
Okay, but let's say you're up there flying around in orbit long enough to go for the Earth to rotate a few times. Is that enough?
What's
Craig,
the price?
I don't like flying, Craig. Why would
well,
I like
that's
this?
Okay, but now you're bringing a whole different thing into it.
I couldn't do it. I'd be too scared. And they probably don't like to get drunk and have a good time either. You got to be completely sober.
No, they don't want you to have a good time on those things.
No.
They want you to hate every second of it. You make an excellent point.
It's not a vacation flight. You're flying totally sober with a mask on and oxygen.
How do you know?
Because I've seen stories on this. It's basically cracking the surface of the out of the atmosphere, and you float around, and you come back down. I remember seeing Tom Hanks signed up for.
Yeah,
this
I
years
forget
ago.
What.
Do we get to see the Earth go around 2-3 times?
I don't know. I have to ask Nick.
Well, that would be cool.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I don't think you can actually watch the Earth rotating.
You're not that high
because you're moving.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you're going the other way.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't know they did that.
I'd pay to see
which way do they go? But either way, they see the Earth rotate several times a day on the space station.
I'm not that. You're right. I'm not that. I would not. Todd doesn't even want to do that, and he'll do anything.
Oh, I'd do that as long as I got a window seat. That's one where you want a window
seat. There you go. That's where you want a window seat.
That's extra.
You don't want the middle seat on the space station?
No.
Yeah. The spaceship?
You don't want the aisle seat either. You want the window seat.
Right.
So you can see the Earth.
They should all be window seats.
Now, how big is this spaceship? How many people can they get on?
It's like about 14.
Okay.
It's tube. I have no idea.
It's a tube.
I thought they would have that information.
And you know the space...
Not in this little thing I've got.
The space aisle donkeys aren't going to be any nicer than the regular ones.
No. No vodka.
And pay all that money and still get berated by the aisle donkeys?
Right.
No, you still deserve it.
Let's not muddy the water.
I'd pay to see Uranus rotate a few times, Craig.
Thank you.
You've seen that.
Yeah, but I'd pay again.
The Craig spin?
Some call it twerking.
Right. Since he lost all that ass, he's now a spinner.
Yes, he
he's
is.
He's a spinner from the waist down.
Yeah.
No, someday I'd love to go like, if they made a Starship Enterprise, I'd go on a space cruise.
That's different. Of course I would do that in the future, but we're not going to be alive for that. Yeah. Those kind of movies are cool. I like those kind of movies.
You need to watch that series that was on HBO, Todd, Avenue 5.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really funny.
It is funny.
The guy from House, I forget his name.
Is there a second season of that or not?
I think they said there was going to be.
Okay, with COVID.
Hugh Laurie?
Yeah, Hugh Laurie.
Oh, it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I watched it too.
But it's set on like a big, you know, in the future, a space cruise, that type of thing. And, you know, obviously things go wrong and hilarity ensues.
So one of my favorite things about flying is the actual takeoff. I can't. I mean, on a taking off on a rocket has got to be an extraordinary experience.
A lot different than a plane. Oh, yeah. You're right. That's straight up in the air. Right.
See, I hate to take off on a plane.
Here's the deal, Craig. Good chance we'll name an elementary school after you soon after that, though. Somebody's going to die in one of these.
Yeah. How do you mean there's a good chance?
Well,
what do you mean good chance? Greater than 50% chance these people aren't going to make it?
No, much less than that.
Less than that. So that's not a good chance.
No. Plus, they have to name an elementary school after you.
Craig, I think you'd like the rocket takeoff better than the plane takeoff, because the plane takeoff lasts too long.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The rocket, you just blast, you get up to speed pretty quickly.
Well, within seconds.
And then you're cruising.
Yeah, it takes a bit, I think.
No, when I had the opportunity to fly with the Blue Angels, we did one of those rocket-style takeoffs.
Oh, okay.
And you really didn't, you pulled some G's, but it was, you know, lasted really briefly.
Okay.
But we got up, we were basically straight up and down.
Yeah, but you
went up in the air pretty quick and then leveled off. And, you know, it felt better than the elongated, you know, jet takeoff.
Yeah, I've got no issue with that either, though.
I hate the jet takeoff because I always feel like if the plane's going to explode, that's when it's going to explode.
That is the most dangerous time.
You mean when you're closest to the ground?
Yeah, taking off and landing. Yeah.
Just if it's just going to burst. Yeah. Like if the engine's not feeling it that flight.
I'm with you, Nick. I like landing better than taking off, but I heard they're both just as dangerous. They're the two dangerous parts of any flight. I mean, dangerous.
When you're closest to the earth?
Yeah, well, just a wrecking.
Yeah, mechanically.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I like landing more than I like taking off. I'm with you on that, Nick.
Yeah, if the plane's going to bust apart, it will probably be taking off or landing.
Yeah, right.
But I'll be there to hold your hand. I'm a good hand holder during the
But I'll be there to cut the rivet on the Craig Evans Elementary School.
Thank you.
I'd help you out with that.
They won't let me read there.
I think we'd all be there. I'd be the first guy. If you died in like a challenger situation, I'd be the first guy to nominate you to elementary school.
The kids will love the park.
Well, they'd make you be the first guy. There would be a small group of people pushing you to the forefront.
I'd have to introduce it. We're named elementary school after my buddy Craig Evans.
Just because I said I would.
Now, on the side of the building, would we put Craig Evans Elementary, he's dead now?
No. If you're on an elementary school, you're dead.
No, that's
not true. But I think,
most of the time you are.
I think in this case, you got to put the words up there.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Most of the time, you are dead.
Yeah, that's an inspiration to elementary school students everywhere.
Right.
He's dead now.
Yeah. Someday you could be dead and have a school named after
you. He did all this stuff, but he's dead. Let's focus on the reality of the situation.
Would you rather have a middle
school?
He's
dead now.
Middle school. Would you ever have a middle school named after you? That's a little creepier. I think elementary school. You
stay. I'm afraid of this conversation.
Yeah, me too. That's why I started it.
I think you'd rather have an elementary school because middle school sucks.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kids are going to look up to you in middle school. I mean, in elementary school. Yeah, middle school kids go, "Who's this Craig Evans guy? Oh, look at this dude."
Yeah, I think people have more of an attachment to their elementary school.
Oh, than their middle school.
Dude, they're there longer, and it's not as horrible.
Right.
Oh, you guys had middle schools. That's cute.
We called it junior high when I was in school, but yeah, same
difference. Yeah, so did we.
And the middle school, that wasn't even a term.
It was 7th and 8th grade, and it was junior high.
Yeah,
we only had two
buildings.
Mine was
8th and 9th.
We only had two buildings.
We had the elementary school.
Oh, you went to Puss's Farm, right?
They moved us to the crappy part of the building when we got to junior high, and then a separate building.
And then, Craig, when people answer their security questions years from now, where'd you go to elementary school? Craig Evans Elementary. There you go.
Yeah.
That's your password.
The first school I went to.
First of all, you have to die a horrible, you know, fiery death.
No.
But your name would be there.
You just got to be notable.
No, no, Craig does to get on the school.
Well, for Tyler's
yeah, they're not gonna name
bar,
a
if he, I have to die in a space accident.
Yeah, you're yeah.
I don't think
that's
so.
The bar.
They're not gonna offer you, they're not gonna name anything after you just because if you die of alcohol there is poison.
No, there is nothing.
It's got to be a space rocket.
Right, they're not going to name an elementary school after a cautionary tale.
No, no.
He did
he did a lot of drugs.
He's dead now.
He's dead now.
He was kind of a sarcastic asshat, but that's what we named him after.
And it's got to be, you're right, it's got to be either at war, which ain't going to happen.
No.
So the only closest you have the name, that is the thing, the closest your name will be on an elementary school, unless it says don't let this guy in, that's a different, would be a space accident. I'm right, ain't I?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you're getting any closer than just being nominated, and that'd be me nominated.
Again, not the point. Not it's the an point. Honor just to be nominated.
Yes, it is.
So there's no elementary school, no junior high, no high school named after somebody who's still alive?
Yeah, there's Barack Obama schools all over the place.
Oh, I forgot about Barack. Right. Yeah. There'll be Trump schools.
There's all kinds of schools all over the place named
they're
after people that are alive.
Law.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are teaching
there's,
Sharia law.
What's the one in King of the Hill? James Woods, right?
No, they changed it.
No, that's
Tom Landry Middle School.
It's Tom Landry.
It's Adam West. Right. Adam West, though.
No. Yeah, that's what it is.
But he's
they got rid
now.
Of James Woods mainly because Adam West died, and James Woods is horrible.
Nutty.
Wait, that was Family Guy?
Yeah, that's Family Guy. The high school and Family Guy.
Yeah, Tom Landry was King of the Hill.
That's yeah, I'm sorry.
That makes more sense.
It does.
It does.